The nonprofit organization New American Pathways helps resettle more than 500 refugees in Metro Atlanta each year. Now, most end up in Clarkston, which is just outside I-285 in DeKalb County. But as Tasneem Shama reports, the group is working with data scientists at Georgia Tech to identify other cities for resettlement.
It can take a while for refugees to get a driver's license or even be able to afford a car, so they need easy access to public transit, supermarkets, schools, and low rent. So Clarkston's the place to be. But Clarkston is just 1.4 square miles, and many refugees want to stay there, so it's running out of room. Paydia Mixon is CEO of New American Pathways.
The thing to remember about Clarkston is it has become a really vibrant international community. 20 years ago, Clarkston didn't look like that.
She says options for low rent and public transit access in Metro Atlanta are quite limited. That's where Georgia Tech comes in. Computer science assistant professor Bistra Dilkina opens up an interactive map on her computer. She filters Metro Atlanta data on public transit, supermarkets, hospitals, English learning centers, and even crime.
And so, for example, here in red are the areas that have lower rent.
The online tool lets anyone choose a criteria for each refugee. For example, to find an apartment for a family that needs schools to be close by, but doesn't care so much about access to shopping centers.
It's such a tricky question that it's actually not obvious where those good locations would be.
So far, Tucker, just next door to Clarkston, seems like one of the best bets for refugees. The hope is the online tool will prove to be more useful in the future. If Metro Atlanta expands public transit and adds more affordable housing. Tasneem Shama, WABE News.